From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. reacted cautiously to an offer by North Korea to halt nuclear testing and hold talks with Washington. The offer was made public by South Korea after its delegation returned from talks with North Korean officials, including leader Kim Jong-un. The two Koreas are to meet in an April summit. President Donald Trump said the U.S.-led global pressure campaign seems to be paying off.
They are sincere, but I think they're sincere also because the sanctions and what we're doing with respect to North Korea, including, you know, the great help that we've been given from China, and they can do more. But I think they've done more than certainly they've ever done for our country before.
However, a senior administration official said the North Koreans have earned our skepticism. That view was shared by the Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats.
Hope springs eternal, but we need to learn a lot more relative to these talks, and we will, and the IC will continue to do every possible collection and assessment we can relative to the situation that exists in North Korea.
Vice President Mike Pence said the maximum pressure campaign over the North's nuclear program would continue. A U.S. official said planned joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises will go on as planned. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, ahead of a trip to Africa, said in a speech Tuesday, the U.S. approach to development assistance is different from that of China.
The United States pursues sustainable growth that bolsters institutions, strengthens the rule of law, and builds the capacity of African countries to stand on their own two feet. We partner with African countries by incentivizing good governance to meet long-term security and development goals.
Tillerson said, in contrast, China's approach encourages dependency. He's embarked on a one-week trip to Africa. This is VOA News.